There we go. I love to start with a picture of cute kids in the morning because it reminds me why I get to do what I get to do. So hopefully you'll see some of those throughout the presentation and it'll remind us what we're all focused on. No disclosures. Someone said yesterday they weren't sure if that was a good thing or a bad thing, but no disclosures to report. I did want to make sure I get to be the one to stand up here today and talk to you about this great initiative, but there are a number of people back in the office in D.C. And across the country who really are supporting this work on a daily basis, and so this is my opportunity to thank them for the work that they're doing. For those of you who don't know, NEMORS is an internationally recognized children's health system and really offer a number of programs across the system from integrated clinical care, research, education, advocacy, and prevention. And my office in the National Office of Policy and Prevention is really focused on national policy and practice changes to build on what we learn in our clinical practices and our prevention practices and to think about how we can spread and scale it. We have worked in a number of areas of emphasis, including promoting population health and prevention, supporting healthy development and prevention in early care and education settings, and addressing the unique needs of children in health and quality initiatives. So we get to look at a broad range of topics, and today I am happy to talk with you about the work that's been going on in the second area. One of the things that we've been really lucky to do is build on some work that we had done in pilots in Delaware. NEMORS Health and Prevention Services developed the Child Care Learning Collaborative in 2008, and this collaborative really empowers child care providers with the tools to increase opportunities for healthy eating and physical activity for the children in their care. And the great part about it is that we saw great results from the child care collaborative. We saw that 100% of participating centers made changes to eating or physical activity, and 81% made changes to both. And those were sustained at least 1 year post-collaborative. So we were seeing not only the changes, but we were also seeing sustainability of changes. Some of those examples included making self-serve water available, replacing whole milk with 1% or skim milk, and creating a policy that devotes at least 60 minutes per day to active play. Got to bring those kids back into it. And hearing from our providers about why this is important is just such a critical component of the work that we do. So why early care and education? One of my staff jokes that the world woke up and found out that early care and education is a place to do this type of work. Childhood is widespread from an epidemic impacting 12 million children who spend time in ECE settings. More than a quarter of the children 2 to 5 years old are overweight or obese, and really the evidence base supports the need for prevention. Thank you. The evidence base supports the research to provide healthy nutrition and physical-based physical activity environments for children at young ages. And so we're committed to helping reduce the prevalence of early childhood obesity and healthy eating and physical activity. I feel like I'm preaching to the choir and I can save time by skipping this one. But just know that we really look at this as an opportunity to act locally and nationally and avoid the default of thinking about just K-12. So the National Early Care and Education Learning Collaborative Project is a 5-year cooperative agreement funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We are in 6 pilot states in year 1, Arizona, Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Missouri, and New Jersey. In each collaborative, we have 30 ECE programs, about 27 total. And the initial target is high-capacity programs, low-income, high-risk. In the out years, we're looking to spread within existing states and expand additional states. You may have heard yesterday we ran a webinar to launch an RFP for the next 3 states that we'll be joining. We expect initial evaluation data in summer 2014. Here's the state-specific information. As you can see, Arizona, Florida, Florida being the largest, Indiana, Kansas, Missouri, and New Jersey. In total, we have over 500 programs serving more than 53,000 kids. An intervention, the collaborative model is an intervention to improve physical activity and screen time. Providers are equipped and empowered to improve the settings for children. And really we're creating a key element, a community of learners that network, share resources, develop skills, can do action planning and implementation, and partner with families. So here's what the model looks like. Really a self-defined leadership team of 1 to 3 people, including an owner, food service personnel, or lead teacher. The curriculum has 5 learning sessions. It ties directly to Let's Move Childcare and the 5 areas of success. There's 5 learning sessions with homework in between. You can see the topics that we take on. There are resources available on the web, including the entire curriculum. And we've been able to connect the dots with QRIS, CACFP Monitors, Cooperative Extension, and Licensing to really build on the learning collaboratives. And in terms of lessons learned so far, there's really a lot going on at the state and local levels. State-based organizations have varying degrees of skills. Technology is a blockage issue. Trainer skills matter a lot. And there's a matter of self-selection. Thank you very much.